Eukeria Agbasimalu lost her husband to kidnappers on the 18th of September 2021. He had just quit his job at Zenith Bank to run as the Labour Party candidate for the governorship of Anambra State.
I learned he was on his way to a political function somewhere in Anambra, Ihiala. The report I got was that the vehicle he was in was attacked by some armed hoodlums.
The party, according to his wife, promised that he was safe. So they presented to you that they knew where he was.
They knew where he was.
And they knew his status.
They knew his status and he will be released after the election.
Now, she says, the party chairman, Julius Abure, an entire party at the national and state level have abandoned her.
The PRO there played me a voice note. Labour Party, they are aware, saying that their candidate is not missing. Nobody kidnapped their candidate, that he's in Lagos with his wife. So the police told me that when they got the voice note now, they said, okay, maybe it's just a political stunt to get PT vote.
The only two suspects in this case, one of whom, according to her, took 5 million naira. So he took 5 million and three motorbikes.
Yes, and some other monies that are... You know, this 5 million is the bulk one that was transferred at the Kanaka. There were so many cash, like 4 million, 2 million. He just keep coming up with different things.
Threatening and mocking her, saying that there is nothing that she can do to them.
My husband gone like chicken. And then these people staring me in the eye and also threatening me and telling me that I can do nothing and I will not find justice anywhere. My life has been a mess.
This is a woman who has encountered Nigeria, been beaten down by her country, but has refused to give up until her husband is found. Welcome to With Today.
Come for me.
These two suspects are supposedly in custody,
yes,
to answer this matter. But based on all you've seen, you believe that one, they are very likely not in custody.
They are very likely not in custody. And if they are, mm-hmm, why do they have all this
so
type
much
of
liberty?
Privilege? Why?
Right.
For what reason?
And that makes you think that something fishy is going on. And these people are, and there's no justice coming
there's
from
no
this process.
There's no justice coming. They tell me to my face that I will not get anything out of this matter. I took it up with the DS because I just got the CTC, the certified true copy of the statement, the findings from the DSS. And I read in the second suspect's statement, that is the one collecting ransom from us, that he was told while he was in custody in Abuja at the intelligence response team, that one of the police officer mentioned, he wrote it, it's there, they can read it, mentioned to him that my husband's deputy, running mate, who is very close friends with the driver, the Chukwudi Odumegwu, you know that Chukwudi, it's not like he's a paid driver.
Okay.
He's like one of the top people, because my husband's sponsor runs a solidarity movement, so he was like, his PA or his second in command.
So those protocol people that go around politicians.
Good. He just happens to be the one driving him that day. Now, he said that the police officer, he wrote it there with the police officer's name, told him that my husband's deputy gifted the Chukwudi Odumegwu 8 million naira, right? And got him the lawyer who came to bail him in the Abuja, in the IRT custody. When I read it, I was alarmed. I went back to the investigating officer, the DSS, and said, did you see this part?
Mm-hmm.
So why was this deputy not invited? He said, they've invited him before. He has come before they arrested the Maxwell. So he just came and said, oh, he knew nothing about the matter. He just heard that my husband was kidnapped. I said, okay, now that somebody had come to say something like this, is it not okay to call him back to clarify this? If he knew anything, and they said no, that they cannot do that. The matter is already in court, except I will write through my lawyers, you know, very elaborate process. And I'm just wondering, did he make up this? Because his claim is that he didn't know the Chukwudi Odumegwu before now, and he doesn't know my husband's deputy. How did he get this information? Can he not be asked to explain it further? can he not be asked to explain? Why are things just, you know, the way the matter is just being treated like, you know, I don't understand.
This is a lot for one person, for any one person to carry, and I'm sorry that you've had to go through this. Let me take pieces of this. So the same commissioner of police, the governor of Anambra State, and Senator Ifeanyi Ubah had introduced you to the commissioner.
Yes.
Now, when did the governor speak to when did the governor introduce you to the commissioner?
It was, I think, a year after when I managed to reach him. If I check my communication.
So this is probably 2023.
Yes. Yes, 2022.
Right. When that didn't lead anywhere, were you able to reach the governor back or update in any way?
I tried, but he told me the last time he responded to my message, and maybe I was actually overwhelming him because when I these people were just, you know, breaking my heart, threatening me, and I felt that the police, the DSS could do more. So I needed help. I needed him to either talk to them or give me somebody who can follow up. I also tried to reach his security advisor then. So he just told me that he's overwhelmed with a lot of other issues, that he has told them that they should do what they can to unravel the matter, that all the evidences and every other information I have, I should take it up with the investigators, you know. But
and the investigative panel who were helpful, the Human Rights Commission, Chidiode Nkalu and Bianca Ojukwu, how did that end up?
So after that, that's how they referred me to the DPP, the public prosecutors. So they are currently my lawyers. So because the two suspects I have now, we are in court. Right. And that's even another whole, you need to see these people who are in custody.
Okay.
Like they come to court dressed in all kinds of, you know, it's almost like a fashion show. They can come in senator wear today. They can come in a, you know, looking, you could almost swear that these people are not in any facility. They were posting on social media for everywhere on my WhatsApp status. I would see them post. And I'm like, they had all this kind of liberty. The policeman who escaped could have come to give evidence in court. He said he will not come because for him, he believed that that driver is not in custody. He said he see him everywhere and he's not willing to or to even give me what maybe some privileged information that he has.
Why? Because he's afraid?
Because he's afraid.
Because he sees that these people are getting away with it. So he feels that they must have some power.
Yes, that if he believes that they are very powerful, and that's how they portray themselves. Yesterday was another court day. They brought them to court with no handcuffs. They just walked in with clean clothes, shoes, you know. Even the person who gave witness, they were just, why they would just be talking out loud that, look at, they will not get anything to my face. My lawyer from the DPP, he's a woman. They would harass the lady. In fact, at a point, she was running from one corner to the other. Her car would be vandalized. She would see people following her. You know, body languages are not, but they will say, okay, what proof do I have that they are the ones?
Where is your husband's deputy at the moment?
He's in Anambra as well.
Has he been involved in any of this search? Has he reached out to you in any way?
I was the one who reached out to him.
And what was his response
to you? He said that he will help take me to the governor then. Everybody was promising me, but it never happened. So he said he will contact the men of the IRT. From him, I heard the IRT before, but it didn't happen.
So he essentially just left you on your own.
Yeah, so I just keep calling. He would tell me that, you know, that the party is not carrying him along in anything they do. And he has even cross-carpeted. He's no longer in Labour Party. He has gone to PDP or some other party. So he doesn't know what's going on there anymore.
I mean, you've pushed and the system is resistant. How are you finding the strength to keep pushing?
For the love of my husband. My husband is such a good man. He had no issue with anybody. I don't know how to. Everybody just keep worrying for my safety, my family. I keep traveling from here to Anambra every time. running all over. Everybody is afraid. Move on. But I am not able to move on.
Mm.
I am not, I don't have closure. I don't know what happened.
Mm.
How do I move on? I don't know. I just keep imagining, is he somewhere? Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he suffering? Is he eating? Is he well? I don't know. And some of them will have, you know, side comments that the police, the DSS, they all know what happened. They are just not telling me, you know. It's just side comments that I hear. And if it's true, what is hard with them actually coming out to give a firm statement that we have carried out this investigation, this is what has happened, this is what we have found?
That's curious, because the police should be able to clearly state that this is the result of our investigation.
Yes, that this is what we have found, this is the conclusion of the matter, so that I know that what I have is, how do I find justice? But I'm just lost in the mist. Pure darkness. No, just outright mystery. Nobody knows. Is it possible that somebody can just vanish, a political candidate, and nobody knows not what happened? Nobody is even willing or doing anything to find. And then the people that I can get, there are a lot of other people. If you read that report from the DSS, the sponsor supplied the account number, the phone numbers that were calling him, and the account details which he paid monies to, aside from this man in custody. I asked them, why are these people not being tracked or arrested? Why are they not in custody? The account is there now. It has BVN. Why are they not? They say, well, they wrote to their office in Lagos to help them. You know, there's a lot of cases, there are a lot of matters. They have not been able to arrest them. They have not been able to go after them. I don't understand.
Yeah.
We need you to subscribe, yo.
And the reason is simple. The kinds of conversations, the kinds of worlds that we construct with our conversations on with Chude are driven by a vision of the kind of world I want to see, you know. You are the most important person in this entire ecosystem. You subscribing monthly. So do go ahead, subscribe, ask somebody else to subscribe, advise somebody else to subscribe, refer to someone to subscribe, and don't forget to leave a review or drop a rating. It helps more people discover this podcast. It matters, truly. Thank you, as we continue to be human together. I had a ball.